Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks for your continued support here on the channel. As we get even closer to the big day, 25th of December, we have much more medical tyranny coming out, and I thought we should tackle it here this morning. And so I wanted to talk about a decision made by the Northern Ireland Executive, which is particularly alarming. And it doesn't matter where you live in the UK, you should be very anxious about this one, because apart from the usual restrictions which they imposed, namely, for example, they decided that nightclubs would have to close on Boxing Day. They decided that it's only going to be table service only in pubs. There's going to have to be social distancing, that kind of stuff. But they also introduced a new measure, which is particularly malignant, and I need to talk to you about it. I'm going to read it out. This is what it says. It says, quote, "The exemption of wearing a face covering where it causes severe stress will be removed, and the onus of proving an exemption on medical grounds will be on the individual, with a grace period until 7th of January before enforcement is implemented." Got that? So what they're saying, what they have declared here, now they've declared it, that doesn't make it law, but they've declared it, that no one can be exempt from wearing a face mask unless you have got exemption on medical grounds from a doctor, presumably. Now, given that you can't get to see doctors because they're too busy sticking the jab into anything that moves, that means that all kinds of individuals, some with mental health issues, some with other disabilities, essentially everyone now will be required to go up. And for example, if you're going into Tesco's, you're going to have a chat with the doorman about your most intimate medical history. And even then, trust that he will accept what you say to him. Now, this is so obscene. This is so obscene that it goes way beyond anything that you could consider to be legitimate or normal. At the same time, we read elsewhere in the press, by the way, that the Omicron variant, which they are using to hammer blow us, is roughly 70 to 80% less deadly than the previous version. So again, for the weakest version ever of COVID, they're implementing the hardest ever measures, including, as I say, taking away a person's absolute right not to wear a face mask. Now, they think they're being clever here. This is being driven, in my view, by the malice of the chief medical officer, Michael McBride. Now, Michael McBride went public a couple of weeks ago saying that he was very annoyed about people he saw when he was out and about who weren't wearing masks, and he thought that this was disrespecting him. So given that he advises the health minister and the health minister acts in his advice, you can be pretty clear where this particularly draconian bit of legislation appears to have come from. So people have got basically 2 weeks to prove that you have got sufficient medical grounds, because it's no longer going to be assumed. And as other people have rightly pointed out, this is wrong on so many levels. But it's wrong on the basis of the fact that it's a breach of the 2010 Equalities Act. So anybody who is punished because they don't wear a mask should consult their solicitor. Under the 2010 Equality Act, it is an offence to ask for proof of medical exemption. The government's own guidelines state you should not challenge members of the public for proof, which has been the case up until now. Members of the public are not required to display a lanyard or proof of exemption from a GP. Refusing entry based upon a disability is an offence which the person refusing entry is personally liable for. So if it's a guy on, you know, as I said, Tesco front door, then that person, not Tesco, is responsible and can be sued. The policy of individual companies, indeed this new legislation, cannot be seen to supersede the Equality Act 2010. And so that is kind of where we are. We've got the Northern Ireland government essentially seeking to set aside the 2010 Equalities Act provisions, which states that those who have disabilities, and a disability could be deemed as being someone who feels stress or extreme stress or whatever at the concept of wearing a mask, the Northern Ireland executive says, tough. We don't accept that. So, for example, I've seen stuff on social media in the past 12 hours, people who have been, for example, victims of sexual assault where masks were involved and they cannot wear masks. Well, I'm sorry, that's not good enough for the local government. They're saying, doesn't matter. You have to wear a mask. And if you can't wear a mask, you got to get a letter. You got a letter from, I don't know who, by the way, because I don't believe doctors have been given guidance in this. So the doctors can't provide a letter. And again, there's no reason, because the 2010 Equalities Act makes it clear you don't need it. But anyway, it's a little bit of extra stress being piled on all the purebloods, all the people who are face mask exempt under the 2010 Equalities Act. This is the Northern Ireland executive saying, tough, you're not anymore. Wear your mask. And this is, friends, in case you were under any doubt, further evidence that this is nothing to do with virus. This is everything to do about those in power assuming complete control of your life, of your health, of what you put in your body. That's precisely what this tyranny is.